Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Kevin, Matt Beauvais here with Channel 7. Congratulations on your first round, first draft pick in the books. What made you decide Jack to be the first player you have ever selected for the Buffalo Sabres?
Jack's a Saber. I mean, I just felt like the work that our staff did preparing was really important to understand his game. Not just, I mean, the goal scoring, he scored a lot of different ways, 5-on-5, power play, but just his overall game kept showing through as we did the work on him, used in all situations. We see the ability for him to keep getting better. You know, his athleticism is high. Just a lot of the metrics that we look at when we're scouting, he met and some. So this was just a player that the more work we did, the more excited we got. So we feel fortunate to get him.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. It's Bill Hoppe. You had options at number eight. There were centers out there. Why did you feel you guys needed a winger this year?
Yeah, I think I don't think, Bill, we felt like we needed a winger. I felt like we were looking for the what we thought was going to be the best player projecting moving forward. I do think Jack has some center tendencies, too. I think you wouldn't surprise me if you see him play center next year, if he's in junior. So to me, it wasn't so much center wing D goalie. It was, okay, who at this spot? Or we're going to be picking who do we project to be the best player, and that's where we felt Jack fit.
Hi, Kevin. Lance Lysowski, Buffalo News. Congratulations on your first draft. When I look at Jack's career arc, it's pretty interesting. This is a kid who didn't take the route you usually see for top prospects. He got cut from AAA. He took sort of the hard road, and a lot of people call him a late bloomer. And he embraced a fourth line role in Ottawa last year. I mean, those sort of, intangibles, is that something you really value considering your background, how you really carved out a role in the NHL and just that work ethic and that approach that maybe you saw from him through the interviews and you really obtained the more knowledge you got on Jack?
Yeah, 100%, Lance. I really, really dug in with our scouts as we went through this process and to understand his path. We interviewed him certainly like this on Zoom and asked a lot of questions. And I had some really interesting answers to the questions that I personally asked him. And, some of them were around, okay, if you weren't playing AAA hockey, and in your middle teenage years, what were you doing and why? And, he has what I would say is a really good self-awareness of who he is as a player. And he also has a determination that I see him getting better and better. He's got that growth mindset kind of mentality where you could just see it, he wants to get better. And he was upset when he was younger that he didn't feel that he was where he wanted to be as a hockey player. And then he started doing things to help him improve. And then, so to me, you see that trajectory and arc, and we're going to be excited to have our player development guys, you know, now jump in and start doing work with him. But he's got a big ceiling, we believe.
Hi, Kevin. Mike Harrington here. You had a good problem at number 8. But as the television pointed out, you would have had an even more interesting problem, it seemed, if the defenseman had been around. You mentioned previously it wasn't necessarily center wing D goalie, but if there were defensemen around, how much of a dilemma did you have?
Yeah, I think the defensemen in this draft, and there's still more that you're going to see tomorrow, were very, very good, are very good players and project to be very good National Hockey League players. So, I guess to answer the question, we did our homework. We knew how we felt about those guys. But I guess what I would circle back to is, you know, I'm not going to give away all of our list or where we had guys, but I can tell you this: we are really, really excited that Jack Quinn was there at 8 for us to be able to take. And so that's when I was able to get the microphone and call that name. We were pretty excited about that.
Hi, Kevin. Paul Hamilton, WGRZ. How active were you on the phone? Were there a lot of teams that wanted to trade into the 8th pick? And did you entertain thoughts of it, or did you absolutely just want to make this pick?
No, I think I said to you guys yesterday that I was really open in this process to figuring out what we thought was the best strategic move for our organization. And certainly when you have these types of decisions, you're thinking what is best for us in our team right now, and then also what is best for us in the future. I did have many different conversations leading up to today with teams around me to frame what potential deals could look like. And then the way those types of things work is you kind of solidify what each side would be willing to do. And then it's if the players, to see how this draft goes, and if the players are there, you maybe do it or you don't. So those were all conversations that we had had. And, you know, I think it's, you just don't have much time. You can't just start having those conversations, you know, when you're on the clock. So that's how the last 4 or 5 days have gone with, you know, those types of conversations.
Hey, Kevin, John Vogel with The Athletic. You guys had talked about numbers are one thing, but the how and how they get those numbers was another. What were the hows that you really liked with Jack?
Well, he scored a lot of different ways, which to me is interesting with a younger player, especially just to say, okay, well, what is their gift? You know, what are they going to be able to be in the National Hockey League? So you're looking at what they do now, and then you're projecting to say, does the gift translate, and do they have other areas? He scores a lot of different ways, and his puck possession numbers, I mean, he has the puck a lot in his current, you know, in the Ontario Hockey League. You know, when this all happened in June with me and my role, you know, we reevaluated everything. We put metrics around how we're going to, evaluate players and certain thresholds that we had a standard on where players would have to meet to get into conversations. So I really am proud of our scouting staff, because basically started from zero, then got the names of the players that fit, and then from there really put the work in around picks. And not just for 8, but for all our picks, that's what we've done. So he really came out well in all of those, you know, areas. And then the sitting and talking virtually, but not in person, but just having that feel and asking questions and trying to gauge the determination. And as you guys all know, I mean, it's great to have skill and it's great to have speed, and but it's tough to play in this league, and you have to have a lot of heart and determination. And we all felt confident after talking to him that we got a good one there.
Hey, Kevin, Michael Pakla from HockeyBuzz.com. Congratulations on your pick. A real simple question. What did you mean Jack's a saber? You started off with that. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. You know, I think, probably every organization, you know, asks themselves that question, you know, when you're about to make a pick or a trade, and you're looking for certain characteristics. You're looking for whether it's, specific things on the ice they do? Like, how do they play their game? What is their process to get to the results? And so those are things that we look at. And then on what you're not talking about on the ice, you're talking about the competitiveness, the athleticism, some of the measurables. It's hard to measure compete. It's a lot easier to understand what power and speed and some of those things. So I'm just having, you know, some understanding around what those are really helps. So, you know, when you package it all together, felt that he's a saver.
John Vogel again. Yesterday when we were talking, you mentioned that if we had been a few hours later, you might have an answer on the qualifying offer. So we're a little later. I figured I'd ask you about that.
Yeah, we're going to make the decision tomorrow. And then I'm sure that we'll all be joining each other again. I don't know when am I doing this again? Maybe tomorrow at some point. But yeah, we're going to make that final decision tomorrow and put that out before the deadline, obviously.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.